Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 84 of the TCG Cast. I am your interim host, Lord Jishiro, just like the good old days, here subbing by our main host, Basket, who unfortunately is not feeling well today. His voice is out, so he had to take the weekend off. So let's send our best wishes to Basket so he can get better, so he'll be back here with us hosting the show next month, all healthy and with that sexy voice all fixed. I'm not by myself, of course. I have two amazing co-hosts kind of calling back to the good old Jishiro times. First, it says that if you spell his name in Scrabble, you win forever. It's Sublime Manic.
Hello. I think that's true if you do it on a Ouija board, too. Ooh. Someone test that.
It's awesome. And also says that this man doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants. It's R Sigma.
It's true. They're blank pages after I'm done with them.
They give up even the words on their pages. Instead of the shirts on their back.
It's full surrender.
So how are you guys been doing? It's been the holiday season. There's been lots of fun with the new DLC coming to, that came down to Sword and Shield. So we've been having a lot of fun of that, but the TCG is here. So what have you guys been up to?
I'll start, I guess. I've been building us expanded decks on our profile. It's been fun.
Ooh, which ones have you done so far?
I put together some Dragapult lists. Because I like Dragapult, but I also like Eternatus.
I've not played that deck yet. I have to.
Yeah, Dragapult's fun.
Well, you might have missed the best window for it.
Nah, in Expanded, it's not as bad. I mean, there's still dark decks that are good, but it's not like standard where it's like, probably 20% of the meta you might find in Eternatus or something like that, so.
Yeah, well, if I'm not mistaken, that deck, like, it's the time frame for when it was good, it wasn't that long anyway.
It was a set period. It came out, it was really good. Then Eternatus came out and said, no, you're not that good.
Oh, Eternatus, man. What's Eternatus and ADP? They really know how to move a meta.
I like playing Eternatus in standard, though.
I've been waiting for Dark to be meta forever. And, like, it's not the top of the food chain, but it's still meta, and I am here for it.
It's competitive.
Yes, it's, yeah.
Yeah. Which basically, in a nutshell, is that's darkness in a nutshell. It's been never been, like, number top, but it's always been a competitive deck.
It's in a good spot.
What was the last top deck that we had in
Zoroark.
Darkness?
Zoroark.
How can we forget Zoroark?
That didn't count.
That didn't happen.
That didn't run dark energy. It ran double colorless.
It was a dark attacker.
I wasn't a dark deck.
No, but it's the closest we got. Okay.
I guess saying that that deck was dark is the same as saying as Night March was lightning.
I mean,
basically,
it did hit with lightning for super effective. It does hit with lightning. Oh, I guess Yveltal before that. Yveltal EX was pretty big, I guess.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was also
pretty big. Yeah, that was the original, like, spam energy everywhere.
Yeah, no, and that's like, that was like the first deck that I built when I came back after my hiatus from the TCG. That was the first deck, the one that I took to the first regional that I went when I came back. It was the Yveltal deck. That's where my first tournament that I met Nightmarch and was destroyed utterly by it. So what about you, Sublime? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I don't even know. Quarantine. I feel like I keep having to just, like, pursue different things to not be bored.
Right?
Yeah.
I do feel the same thing. Yeah. It's, like, kind of like, now that the outside is not much of a choice for the time being, I'm gonna... It's all about making the digital worlds more interesting.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like, it's been since March. I need something new to entertain instead of what I was doing the last however many months, you know? So, well, what's great about the TCG, too, for that, is there's always going to be a new expansion, like clockwork. Yep. So it keeps it fresh, it keeps things different, it gives us things to talk about. So that's great.
Exactly. And speaking of things to talk about, we do have a couple of those we have to. We have a new section for you this time around, which has been a while since we've had one. Normally being a month, once a month episode doesn't leave too much space for news, but this time much has happened, so let's go ahead and move on to the news.
Live from the Goldenrod City Tower, it's time for Puckle News.
And we are back here. We're going to discuss the news. Few things has been happening in the TCG in the last few weeks, so we wanted to go ahead and discuss that with you. So, the first is that we have a Blastoise and Venusaur V-decks that are coming out. They could be the similar as the Japanese V-Mex decks. We still don't have an official deck list that we can show you, for sure tell you guys what is going to be included. But if it's like in the past, it must be really similar with one or two cards difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Japanese decks have like alternate bosses orders and professor's research. They use Juniper and Lysander instead, so that's kind of cool.
That is. And they're going to go for $15, which is also much better coolness than that, which is good that it's maintaining good decks at a very economical amount price.
Power to the people.
Mm-hmm. As it always does. Mm-hmm. So this deck, what does it include?
We don't actually know yet. We just know what the Japanese decks include. And there's some new cards. I think the big ones are like Celebi and Manaphy, which do interesting things.
Right. And this is the Venusaur VX, of course, that we're talking about. This is the grass, 220 HP V, that has the leaf drain for 50 damage, that heals 30 for one grass and one colorless, the double edge for 190, which does 30 damage to itself for two grass and one colorless. That's for the Blastoise. Sublime, you want to cover Blastoise?
Sure.
That was for the Venusaur. Yeah. We want to combine Blastoise.
Blastoise V is a basic with 220, obviously water. You can do Water Gun for 30 for one water energy, or Torrent Cannon for 3 water energy, which does 200 damage, but you can't use it again the next turn. Weakness to light.
Which one of these do you like the most, Sigma?
Probably the Blastoise.
Yeah.
Water is really easy to get out.
Yep.
Water has good support.
Frostmoth. Yeah, too. Frostmoth.
Good support. 200, those 10 extra damage are nice. And of course, the Pokemon can't use Turret Cannon the next turn. In the TCG at least, has never really been a big obstacle. You just switch around and do your thing, and you can still attack.
There's enough switches around, you're fine.
There are always enough switches.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to move on to the next one, and that's Shining Fates. Take it away, Sigma.
Sure. We just got the announced of Shining Fates, not to be confused with Hidden Fates or Shining Legends, because... Why? Why? What are names?
Commonly used words.
Have they reached the end of their dictionary?
I don't know.
I just wish we'd get the Japanese names, you know? They're so much better.
They always are.
They are so over the top.
Despite the lack of original names, this set's coming out in February instead of like a big set that we'd usually get. I think that's been pushed back to March this year.
Yeah.
The big selling point to the set is there are about 120 shinies in it. There might be a little less after they take out a few for the boxes, which include a shiny Crobat V-Box, which, you know.
Ooh.
Staple card, probably worth getting if you don't have a Crobat. It's like 40, I think it's $40 for the shiny boxes, which come with a V and a V-Max. Same with Dragapult V-Max. Though it's not as great in Standard right now with Eternatus around, it's still you can play it in Expanded. There are tins which have like Baltant, which is a good card. Eldegoss, which is a staple card that's like a penny, so you know, or Eldegoss V.
And the new age Hoppit.
Yeah, Cramorant V is there. I mean, Eldegoss V is really nice to get your supporters back, but it's also been printed in two sets already, so it's not.
So it's readily available. It's the reason why it's so cheap. Yeah,
but shiny.
It is shiny. It's shiny. It's really cool. It's like this autumnal pink orange color. So it's nice looking if you want to bling out your deck because you're usually only running like one. Then you have Mad Party pin boxes, which don't have shiny Mad Party cards. Those should be in the regular set, but they are promo cards that look different than the usual ones.
And they do have pins, so I don't know if Thatcher's still buying those.
Yeah, the pins are cool. And, you know, when are you going to get a Mr. Rhyme pin or a Bunnelby pin? So. The Elite Trainer box comes with a VMAX Eevee as opposed to, like, the full art Charizard we got in Champion's Path, so. I mean, I'm sure people will be happy with that. And then there's, like, the $9 tins that have two booster packs in them with, like, a cool little image on the front. I believe one of them has, like, a shiny Snom with a Kyogre.
Right.
You can't get booster boxes of these because it's a special set, so.
Yeah. It's the one of those 0.5, as I like to call them, in between sets that are more promotional than they are. Reminds me kind of like, I would say, Double Team, was it? Or Double Trouble? The Aqua set, the Magma.
That's like a mini set. Yeah.
Right, they're like in between sets between the bigger ones that are like the featured ones.
Impossible to get sets.
You're not finding it because there's like a shiny Charizard VMAX in these packs. If you find these on shelves, you get them, right?
Well, they're next time we get together, we'll buy a box together and you'll definitely have it.
I just got to watch Shamu open a bunch of the Champion's Path packs online the other day, and he opened both the shiny Charizard V and the VMAX Rainbow VMAX Charizard. So
that's amazing.
It's like, oh, that was online though, so it didn't actually mean anything. It's like, oh, that was a VR dream. That wasn't worth the $500 in real life that they are. They're worth like two packs.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. But in other news, there will be another set in the fall next year to celebrate the 25th anniversary. And this is the question I want to state. Sublime, are we going to get another evolution set?
I was going to say, if this is anything like the 20th anniversary, I wish they wouldn't. I just wish they wouldn't.
It's okay. It's not the big set. It's a special set.
Oh, don't remind me. Really, evolutions was such a remake fossil. Because here's the thing. Fossil. Here's the thing. It could have been good. All they had to do was reprint base Blastoise and Venusaur. It would have broken the game. There's more powerful things. And they said, no, it's just all going to be bad.
Bring back.
I'm like, so I don't trust it till I see it. I don't trust it. I don't think they know.
Hey, respect that Rattata, man. That Rattata was the only thing keeping us from tools in that app.
No.
Starmie saw a little bit of play.
Brock's Grit.
Yeah. Which has been reprinted.
Did. Yeah.
Dragonite was okay.
Yeah. There were a few. Nothing was great. Nothing was great. You had some cards that saw some play, but no. And so it was like, oh, we're doing it again? No, thank you.
Nobody cared with like Mega Rayquaza around and.
Yeah.
They should do a jungle. What was the name?
Fossil and Jungle?
Jungle Fossil.
Yeah. They should do that now, but please, just do it better. Just do good cards. It's not hard.
You are allowed to make good cards in tribute sets. Like,
exactly.
Just do it. So we'll
I don't know. Maybe we underestimate how difficult it is to maintain a meta, and that's why they're just like, oh, we gotta add more cards, just make them suck, so we don't have to like balance this thing.
I mean,
again,
I kind of like how it is right now, where it's like, here's a set, there's like two big cards that you can make decks around in it, and that's what we are now. It's like, okay.
That's not a bad way to maintain it, that's for sure.
It's like, these are two decks similar in power level to the things that exist already. Except right. ADP. ADP is still just stupid good.
ADP, man. ADP. But with that, we're going to move on from the news and go to you guys' favorite, Topical Beach. We'll be right back.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
And we are back. You can feel the sun in your eyes, the wind in your face, and the sun under your feet. It is Tropical Beach, and we're here to discuss tournaments. Yes, they're still happening, apparently, online. So we got our good pals on Limitless. TCG.com. If you guys have not, do not know that website, we've been not doing a good job here in the TCG cast. LimitlessTCG.com is your go-to place for all your meta tournament consultations and verifications and all you need for your tournament needs. Back, you know, BC, before COVID, Limitless will do a great job at keeping track of all the official tournaments and telling us the pack list, who won, the stats of that, how many of certain decks was played, how many of those went out to the top eight, and so forth. Now they're coming in post-COVID and trying to save the tournament game with their own online tournaments that they are basically having almost every weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
They have their own tournament series, but they're also hosting a lot of other tournament series as well. Like, there's a there's a weekly Limitless tournament, but there's also tons of smaller tournaments that go through
that they're just keeping track of.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to make one so it can be tracked by them. I mean, I feel like now we're not there. What's going on? But we do have a few decks that we wanted to discuss, or tournaments more like it. And so let's go ahead and just jump in, because it is important that we finally are having tournaments again. Tournaments are basically the icebreaker boat that breaks the ice. To let other boats come in and go through. Tournaments are the way that we learn from great players what new decks or what possibly still relevant decks are around.
It's so, how you measure success. Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
It is definitely. It's the numbers that you use to see whether or not you should invest. So let's go ahead and just talk about what tournaments. The last tournament we had was the Hyperlux TCG Regional Qualifier. I'm going to say I said that correctly. And we had a few surprises, new things. What can you tell us, Sigma?
All right. So there's been like 20 big tournaments at this point online, and this one was almost 200 people. And nice. For the first time so far this season, Colossal VMAX has won the tournament.
Ooh, we got some underdogs going on.
Yeah. I think it's the card that most people expected to do well out of the last set, because it was just an okay set filler. Like, there wasn't anything breaking like Eternatus.
Nothing shook up everything, you know?
Yeah. It's like, Colossal is just a nice thing to have with Eternatus and Pikarom.
New decks, but, like, we didn't shake it up, like, crazy, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't like when Dragapult dropped to no usage because Eternatus existed.
Right. So you guys at home know which decks are we talking about, or at least which cards we're talking about. We're talking about the Colossal V Fighting, 220 HP. This is the basic, obviously, which you use to get to your VMAX. It has two attacks. Is it worth noting them?
I don't think so. I think it's all the VMAX in this deck.
Yeah, so the VMAX is really the important one. With 330 HP for Fighting Pokemon, and I'm doing, for whatever, you can't see me in camera, but I'm doing the Italian thing with my hand. I don't know why. The Eruption Shot. For 40 plus for one fighting, discard a top card on your deck. If that card is an energy card, this attack does 90 more damage for a total nice 130. This attack then attach that card to this Pokemon, which you can then follow up with GMAX Boulder, 240 damage for three fighting, one colorless. It is a beast of a card. Mm-hmm. Total beast.
Notably, the first attack does not require it to be a basic energy, so when you find your stone fighting energy,
that's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's so good. Like, there's 338, like, yeah, it's got a lot of good support that really pushes it to where it's at.
Like, the stone energy lets it take more hits. You're running a lot of Oranguru, which allow you to switch the top card of your deck, which means you're more likely to hit. You have a Galarian Sirfetch'd. It was a promo, like, back in October or something. It's seeing a lot of play now. Because when it Yay. Switches into the active, it takes, you can put fighting, any amount of fighting energy onto it and then do 200 damage.
Yeah, which is a great cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just needed a fighting deck to stick.
Yeah. It needed the fighting support. So it's a nice deck. It deals with your Eternatuses. It deals with your
Pikaroms.
Pikarom. The first attack murders Pikarom. If it doesn't have, like, I guess they need, like, a big charm to survive that.
Yeah. It's not looking great for Pikarom these days.
Yeah, but he's been for a while. I love Pikarom, you guys know that, but it's been a while. It's been on for a while. I think it's time for him to say goodnight, my sweet prince.
Like, it can still compete, but, like, it's hurting with Colossal.
Yeah. I mean, people are still playing Pikarom, though.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you would play it.
There's still one that made the top eight. There's one at ninth place in this tournament. So it's not like Pikarom's dead because Colossus.
No, completely.
Dead.
Same for Eternatus. Right. I think Eternatus handles it better than Pikarom just because it doesn't get one shot.
Yeah, it doesn't get one shot until it gets four energies on it.
Right.
Though it does get one shot by the Farfetch'd or Sirfetch'd. But, oh well.
But you can see that coming.
Yeah.
Right. Well, can you? You could place, play Sirfetch, immediately switch him in, give him the immediate fighting, and they wouldn't see it coming. But they would see it coming because they're fighting against a fighting deck, I suppose. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you got three fighting energy on the field?
You're aware that, Sirfetch'd
You're aware
online.
That Sirfetch'd might be coming in. Yeah, you're totally right. So other than
Colossal.
Thank you. The Colossal deck. Which other decks would be interesting to talk about here?
So, in other tournaments, like, fighting is just seeing a resurgence. We've seen a Sandaconda V deck be in, like, the top 20 decks or so. Same with Donphan decks from the new set. So, like, fighting is just having a surgence right now.
Donphan's an interesting case, though, because you pair it with non-fighting types a lot of the time.
I think this one you pair with fighting types.
Oh, interesting, because I'd seen a list that paired it with Spiritomb.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can see that, just because it does damage to your bench, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
It has Earthquake, so it damages the Spirit Tombs. I can see that, yeah. But yeah, Donphan seeing some play. One thing that popped up early on that's kind of died off is Whimsicott from the new set, which is has like a tool drop type attack where you can discard any number of tool cards and do an additional 40 damage for each one, but you turn boards in the format, so they just don't go to your hand. And that's for one energy. So it's like if you have all four U-turn boards, you're doing 170 per turn and putting them back in your hand to do it again. So that's like one of the few single prize attackers that are doing well.
Whimsicott does sound fun. It's psychic too, so it's not there's no fairy anymore.
It is the fairy. Psychic absorb fairy.
Well, exactly. Right. Yeah, it is the fairy because otherwise it would have been just grass.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that showed up for a little bit. Orbeetle decks are starting to pop up. Like, I want to say last week there was a Weezing Orbeetle deck that did well. At some point this week there was an Orbeetle.
I don't see it for it, to be honest.
I think it's a deck that you really need to figure out what you need to play in it for it to do well.
Yeah, maybe it'll grow. If you want to snipe or do bench stuff, I feel like there's better options.
I saw an Orbeetle deck that was paired up with a Toxtricity that for one Lightning Energy does 20 to all the Pokemon on your opponent's bench. Mm-hmm. And with the scope that was in the last
right, the scope. That's 30. The thing. The scope doesn't pair with the Orbeetle because it puts a counter. It doesn't do damage.
That's why you need something attacking the full bench, which is either usually a Toxtricity or a Weezing.
Or they added in this most recent set. They did add the Darmanitan. Yeah,
but that one needs a lot of attachment. So you. That means
but Frostmoth is the thing.
Frostmoth as well.
Frostmoth
with
is
the
thing.
Orbeetle. Yeah. But
that with the scope, that's how you use that scope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, the scope is good. They're
scope
just,
is good.
It
Scope's
feels
great.
Like people are experimenting, trying to figure out how to use the scope.
Agreed. I've seen Inteleon be paired with scope really cool, too.
I could see that being really good. Inteleon sniping is really nice. Oh, and apparently Mewtwo decks are running Lightning now in their Mewtwo.
That's it's the new fire.
Seen. And fire, too, yeah.
Well, it's the new fire. Because it used to be fire was the standard. Now, it's not the automatic standard.
Yeah, now Electric Mewtwo Mew is the go-to, but it's like, okay. I mean, you get Tapu Koko Prism Star as some nice beef to it, just to speed up your process.
Right. It still hasn't been rotated, wow.
Right. Japan gets it rotated, we don't. Because
interesting.
Because we got it in, like, our team-up set, Whereas they got it in a special set between their Lost Thunder and Team Up. So it's like, oh.
Can someone talk to me about this Poltergeist and Bumblebee deck that is going around?
Yeah, that's Mad Party.
That's the Mad Party?
I mean, when you said Poltergeist, they're like, it's not Mad Party?
Yeah, no, it's Mad Party.
Yeah.
20 for each Pokemon in your disc. Oh, it's the new Night March. Now I remember what Mud Party was. Okay, right. Now I remember.
It's a single prize deck. It has issues with ADP.
Second verse, same as the first.
When ADP can take two prizes on your one prize attacker,
it's not the same.
Night March is the real winner in my heart, even if Mad Party is the new Night March.
I like the Alice in Wonderland theme for Mad Party.
I liked the Night March. Yeah, it's a fun theme for sure. And it's like, I mean, Night March was the top of the meta when it was.
Oh yeah.
And I think just because the HP values are so enormous now, Mad Party's good, but it's not the same way that Night March was super dominant.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the problem. Yeah.
The HP values definitely hurt, but I think the major thing that's holding it back right now is that ADP is taking two prizes on it.
Right.
And like, how do you deal with? You're supposed to survive on
the reason you play a one prize deck is lost.
It's supposed to be a slow burn deck, and when they win in three turns, oh well. Like, you can't do anything. I think it'll be really good post rotation though.
Hopefully it will be.
It is showing itself in expanded though, so that's cool.
So anything else that you think we should discuss before moving on?
I think that's good for standard. Like, all the other decks that used to be around are still around. You still have your Centiscorches, you still have your ADPs, you still have your Zacian Zamazentas. They're all still here.
I guess we could talk about the fact that Zacian's really flexible now, I feel
he
like.
He wasn't before?
Well, like, I feel like Zacian ADP was the standard.
Well,
without
okay,
question.
Yeah, gotcha.
And now people are experimenting with more options for Zacian and what you do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Zacian and Metal and Zacian and ADP.
Yeah, like, I'm seeing more Zacian Metal decks that don't run the ADP.
I feel bad for other steel types because, like, why are you going to experiment with them when you have Zacian?
Yeah, you're the only experimentation is with Zacian. So, it's great.
We're getting a stupid item soon to deal extra damage as Zacian too, which is dumb.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Leon didn't hurt either.
It's like, oh, you're getting the sword item to give to Zacian to do an extra 30 damage. Yay!
Just we loved it
because we all knew that Zacian needed help.
Yeah, 230 just isn't enough. I guess.
It will never be enough. Not with those gigantic things going around. Well, that's it for Topical Beats, though. We've enjoyed talking about the tournaments. Digital tournaments, it's at least the current. Not sure if it's going to be the future. But it seems so, if things do not get better. So, here's to having tournaments. Thank you so much for LimitlessTCG.com for still having tournaments around and for all those communities out there that are keeping the meta alive, because without tournaments, we wouldn't even know where we're headed at all. So let's give a round of applause to them and their hard work maintaining the game alive for literally no money. At least no TCG money. I assume they might be getting their own type of money. Now we're going to move on to the next. It is one of the newest section here by our host Basket, and it's Venusaur's Best. So let's go ahead and move on over there.
Before you marches a titan. Do not be ashamed of the fear inside you. Embrace it as you witness the Venusaur Best.
Look, you guys, it's a Venusaur.
And we are with Venusaur's Best. Now, this section is where we dedicate the space to a deck or a card or anything that in the TCG that we might believe that is really trying its best in a manner that might not be for it. I want Sigma to start out.
All right. So, we're going with Expanded because they finally did some bannings there. They kicked a lot of stall out. They got rid of Shaymin EX finally, which sad, but
which was honestly needed.
It was Shaymin or the net, and it probably needed to be Shaymin.
Yeah.
Now that we have Crobat V, I think Crobat V is just a fixed version of that card. But anyways, In this new expanded world, this deck was just played this week at the Limited Weekly, number 10.
Right.
And the deck went 3-3 drop, but it's with a card that I always had hope for, and that's Reshiram and Zekrom GX tag team.
Ooh.
To remind everyone, its that main exists. Attack is a fire and lightning energy. Discard up to 3 in any combination of fire and electric basic energy cards from your benched Pokemon, and this attack does 90 times the number of energy that you discarded this way. So it's a cap of 270, which is really good. That should KO most GXs, I believe, especially if you have anything to buff your power.
Should KO anything that's not a VMAX, just about.
Yeah, VMAXs you don't quite get in one hit.
Yeah, but if it's just the V, you do.
Mm-hmm. But in Expanded, you also have fun tools like Ho-Oh EX from Black and White series. Oh, God. If you remember this, if it's in your discard pile, you can flip a coin, and when you do, you can attach up to three, bring it back to your bench with up to 3 different energy types on it.
That was such a cool card. It's so pretty, too.
Mm-hmm. The other place that I'd seen play in the past was like, Rayquaza GX decks used to play it when they were decent and Expanded.
Yeah.
Because it would be on the bench. It's an easy bench filler.
Yeah, it fills the bench and attaches energy to the bench, which is what you need for your attack. You have double dragon energy, which really boosts your damage output. You're able to run a one of Arceus ADP, because with one dragon energy, you activate the GX attack, and then you're taking an extra prize for every KO.
Yeah, it's a permanent thing.
Yep, and it's such an easy thing to do with double dragon energy, though.
Yeah,
because it gives you exactly what you
need. It's so frustrating that double dragon energy is like living the life it was supposed to live while it was in standard. Because that was such a good card, and everyone wanted it to use it. It's like,
but there were no the support.
Give us a dragon.
There were not good dragons at the time.
Wasn't like the best dragon in that standard format for some reason. Hydreigon or something.
I think the Hydreigon, wasn't that just like a support Pokemon too? Like it gave you like
it wasn't
free
great.
Retreat or something. Like it wasn't even good. It's an attacker.
To be fair, a lot of Pokemon weren't good in that era. It wasn't until the GX era that we actually got good Pokemon.
Yeah, it's like it failed in the limelight. Now it's making all its rounds and dancing with the stars over like at Expanded.
The Pokemon were so bad in that era that like Forest of Giant Plants into Vileplume was like, yeah, that's annoying, but, yep. You know, we can still play our game. Yeah, this isn't broken. It's just an inconvenience. It's like, okay.
A minor inconvenience.
But yeah, I hope to see Reshiram and Zekrom do something, because it's always a card that I hoped had potential and just never quite got there.
No, it definitely is trying its Venusaur best. Someone who's definitely trying their best to in both the TCG and honestly as a starter in Sword and Shield is Cinderace. He's really trying his Venusaur's best. In the TCG, we do have a deck. Cinderace deck. It's a nice little fire deck, and once you check the deck list, it looks fine. Cinderace V and VMAX, of course, with some Volcanion into it. Crobat for that easy draw, and Dedenne for that getting through your deck. And it even has a Eltigos, so you can grab some supporters from your discard. But in a world where fire is everywhere, do you really want to play Cinderace? Now, Cinderace has an interesting attack, the VMAX version. It has counter for 30+, for 1 fire, 1 colorless. If this Pokemon was damaged by an attack during your opponent's last turn, this attack does that much more damage. It's an interesting attack. And then it has the max Powerball for 170. For 2 fires and 1 colorless, and your opponent active Pokemon is now burned. It's weakness to water, resistance to none, and retreat cost of 2. And why is it doing its Venusaur best? Well, because for fire standards, it's just not there. Somehow, we really do have to thank Junior C 1996 for trying to play Cinderace in the last Hyperlox X Hextered TCG regional that we were talking about earlier, which he was able to reach 0 points with 0 wins and 4 losses to a drop. Poor Cinderace is trying his best, but when you're just doing 170 and depending on burn to do the rest, you really don't have much to go with. You're squeezing as much damage as you can. It really is something that there's other things that you should be playing if you want to play fire. It's just too much good out there. Now, what's going on for the next one? Sublime.
Y'all, since it's expanded, I have to talk about someone that is really doing their Venusaur best. Fairy types. Because you can play fairy types in expanded. They're there. That's, yeah. So in this last tournament we were discussing, there was a Gardevoir and Sylveon GX deck that dropped 2-3-0. And it's doing its Venusaur best because, how you gonna be playing fairy type after they got rid of the type? That's doing your Venusaur best. They erased you from existence and you're still at the tournament.
Oh my god, poor fairies.
Yeah. Yeah, that, it's a interesting deck because it's the control where it's just 4 copies of your, Gardevoir and Sylveon tag team. And that's the only Pokemon you run.
That's the only thing you need.
Yeah. And so it's a lot of trainer options to do what you need to do.
Right.
I was about to say they were at least kind in giving it Gardevoir Sylveon in its way out the door, but then they gave it the baby GXs, and it's like, oh, well, never mind. That wasn't exactly the last fairy type we saw.
Yeah. And I also love that Arceus, Dialga, and Palkia are dragon that is weak against fairy, and then they decided to just take
that's
fairy
just
out of
hateful.
The standard game.
That was just hateful. The game did not need that.
That didn't help how good AD
is. Yeah.
It has no weaknesses in standard. It's just ridiculous.
They should have eroded that when they got rid of fairies.
Yeah, they should have eroded it. I agree. Very hard. having a tag team that with no weaknesses is just ridiculous. Ridiculous whatsoever. But fairy is trying. They're trying their most.
They're Venusaur doing their fairy best. Venusaur best.
And with that, guys, we do conclude today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be back next month and a Basket Wolf hopefully be all better and with his sexy voice back so he can come and host once again. Please do not miss out. If you like this show, remember that we have other shows much like it. We have the main flagship show every Monday with Thatch. You'll see me on that soon. And you have other shows as well like the Battlecast and the trivia show that we always put out every month. So do not miss out on those. And of course, join us at Discord, which really, that's where the community, that's the hub, that's where we talk, that's where we trade, that's where we fight. It's everything that is Puckle. You'll find it there. Thatch readily available, so you can go ahead and bother him as much as you want. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that or you'll get kicked. With that being said, it is great to be back here as a host temporarily with you guys. I've missed you guys. Sublime, as always, my man, thank you for being here with me.
Thank you for being a friend.
Of course, always. And Sigma, you are not only a friend, you are just the best.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure indeed. And for all of you listening, until next time, it is closing time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.